Few pests wreak more havoc on coffee plantations than the berry borer beetle. In Brazil alone, its depredations are reckoned to cost $300 million a year. So keeping the insects under control is a priority for plantation owners around the world. That is easier said than done. Berry borers spend most of their lives inside the berries. Their eggs hatch there, their larvae feed, grow, and pupate there, and their adults mate there. Only pregnant females seeking another berry to lay their eggs actually see the light of day. This makes attacking the beetles with insecticides tricky. Researchers have, however, known for some time that a species of Central American ant called Azteca cerecisa is adept at keeping berry borer populations at bay. These ants live in trees grown alongside coffee bushes to provide shade, for coffee bushes do not thrive in direct sunlight. In particular, the ants prefer to nest in a tree called a quaniquil. The question is how to encourage Aztecas foraging workers down from their quaniquil aeries and into coffee bushes in large enough numbers to keep berry borers under control. And as they report in Biotropica, Esteli Jimenez Soto of the University of California, Santa Cruz, and Jonathan Morris of the University of Michigan think they have an answer: build bridges. Working with a team of colleagues, Dr. Jimenez Soto and Dr. Morris studied a coffee plantation in Chiapas, Mexico. All of the coffee bushes there were growing under a canopy of shade trees, and some of these trees were quaniquil. The researchers selected 20 sites, each separated from the others by at least 10 meters, for their experiment. All included a quaniquil that hosted an active ant colony and 6 coffee bushes that were not touching one another. To the trunks of 3 of these bushes, selected at random, they tied strings that led to branches of the ant-bearing quaniquil.